Yeah. Today's here. I get my new bike. Toys R Us. Here we come. Yankee couldn't believe it. It's finally the day. He's waiting so long to get his new bike. And today's the day. He goes to Toys R Us with his father and picks out his favorite blue Fuji bike that he wanted for so long. He got a helmet, a U-lock, and a fancy water bottle to take his bike on long trips. And sure enough, he goes around his block on his new bike, traveling around the block by the mountains area. He's on a high. He has his MP3 player. This is amazing. Wow. The wind, the breeze, it's awesome. He sees cars flying by. Life is amazing. Yankee's living it up. Oh no. He just tripped over a branch that went in his tires. Oh no, he got smashed on his face. He fell down. EMTs are coming to pick him up. Oh my goodness, he's lying flat on the floor. He's hurt, he's gushing. From 1 minute to the next, he gets transported to the local hospital and they start calling surgeons. He needs immediate surgery right away. But they can't operate on him. It's a very specific oral surgery. They make some phone calls. The only surgeon available that's willing to do it is in Boston. He's got to go to Boston, but they got to get him there right away. They contact some helicopters. We need immediate assistance. They fly him in. They get a helicopter. And they transport Yankee. Just an hour ago, he was on his bike, living it up. And now, he's in a lot of pain. Boston University is right here. He gets out, and Dr. Cohen, an exceptional surgeon, doing this for 30 years, an exceptional team, immediately starts working on Yankee. They're doing the surgery with his team, and within a few hours, they finish the surgery. Things look good. They put him into a recovery room. A lot of machines over there, making sure that Yankee is okay. The nurses check up on him and he's running a high fever. But that's okay because patients after surgery many times develop a high fever. 2 hours later, they check. His fever is going up. It didn't go down. Another 2 hours, they check. His fever is still going up. Now Dr. Cohn is getting concerned. They start looking into different things, and 1 hour later, Yankee passed away. Yankee died. Dr. Cohen gathered his whole team. He said, everybody, write down right now what time you came into the hospital. How many hours did you sleep? Somebody's at fault. This never happened in 30 years that somebody should die on the mic here. We gotta find out right now what happened. Everybody filed in. They wrote down everything that they did, they ate, what time they came in. Nobody was at fault. And Dr. Cohn said, I am retiring. I promised myself I'm gonna be a surgeon to help people. If somebody dies under my care, I'm out of here. And for the hospital, that was a tremendous loss. Dr. Cohn was a top surgeon. And they said, Dr. Cohn, you have to stay. Dr. Cohn said, I'm out of here. I'm not staying, somebody died under my care. Dr. Cohn packed his bags. He gets a phone call that night from a woman. Her name was Susan. She says, Dr. Cohn. He says, I don't want to hear it. I'm not coming back. She says, Dr. Cohn, I think it's my fault. He said, what? She said, I think that death was my fault. He said, what's your name? Susan, I don't even know you. You're not on my team. She said, you don't know me. but I'm always behind the curtain. He said, what are you talking about? She said, it's my job to sterilize the equipment before the surgery. And right before the surgery with Yankee, I sterilized all the equipment. But right after I sterilized it, they put a bib that had all the blood of the first patient onto the equipment, and it got all dirty again. And I said, I already sterilized it. I can't do it again. And I didn't sterilize the equipment that was used for Yankee. That guy had infections, and it transferred to Yankee because I didn't sterilize it. Dr. Cohen couldn't believe it. His team was exceptional. He's a top surgeon, but the equipment wasn't sterilized, it wasn't cleaned. And the infections went over to Yankee, and Yankee passed away. Dr. Cohen was thinking about it, and he realized it doesn't matter how big of a tool you have, how great you are at surgery. If your tool is dirty, it's not gonna work. And you know what he realized? Our tool is our mouth. That's our tool. Our tool that we Jews have is our mouth. We can talk and learn it. We can daven. That's our most profound, powerful tool. But if our tool is infected, if we talk not nice, if we say bad things, then our tool gets infected. Our tehillim doesn't have power. Dr. Cohen realized if our mouths are infected, then when we say tehillim, can't do good things. We have to sterilize our mouth. Wow, two fingers minister that story.